If you recall, the last Torah that we learned in the Kedemahan, which was Torah Reish Lamed Gimel, was talking about the Hilchudim, all kinds of Hilchudim learned that are misgabar against the person, Rachmana Litzlan, and Rabbeinu Zal said about how to beat the Hilchudim by simply, without doing any major fighting, just shifting gears, switching your mind into thinking about something else, very, very calmly. That's how a person can overcome all the Hilchudim. And Rabbeinu Zal emphasized, if you recall, he mentioned in the Likudei Halachos that we did last week, the fact that any Nitzachon, that a person wins in this, but Moshe Zal said it would be worth it for a person to come down to Gilgal and go through one whole Gilgal, if that would subtract one Hirhur from his record. That's how big a deal this concept of Hirhurim is. This was a Torah that we did last time. There's a few very, very interesting items in Likudei Halachos and other places on this that I would want to mention now that are very, very appropriate for this Torah. The piece that we're going to do today is in Hilchas Shluchim, Halacha Hay, Islamic Beis. And it's a whole one paragraph, it's a chapter to itself that's going to explain the Torah that we did. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh shemuva v'pirish Rashi, v'hu meha medrish, shehoya hasusim moishchem es hametzriyim l'tei chayam. Rashi Kodesh says in Chumash that when the Jews went into Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Egyptians were chasing after them, the question is, what made the Egyptians run into the ocean with their horses? What made them so confident? The answer is they weren't that confident. It's just that the horses themselves were schlepping without being coaxed. The Mitzrayim's horses pulled them into the ocean. This is the wording of the Medrash. Tony Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel learned. The Pusuk says, Vayinayo Hashem es Mitzrayim b'tei chayam, that Hashem tricked the Egyptians into the ocean. Malame, this comes to teach us, Shehasus hayazerek reichwe lamalo, the Medrash mentions this specific item, that the horse would throw its rider up in the air, step aside, let the rider fall down, and then the horse would go on top of the rider. Look over there. The punishment that was inflicted on them was exactly mida keneged mida. Why? There, the whole concept of Mitzrayim is to take the sus and make it rule over the reichiv, to take the guf and make it rule over the neshama. Their punishment was that their physical susim stepped on them. They were the riders of the susim. Va'ayin b'medrash al pirish zeh lesusosi shemarach shom binyin koyed amulchama shelocham ha'ashem yisparo kaviyochel im paroi lahagbir susai kaviyochel al paroi v'roichoi ayin shom ha'shekosev shom choz avrocha paroi al sus edoim al sus lovon v'shochor kaviyochel nigla kadosh baruch hu al sus lovon edoim shochor ha'udachsiv dorachto v'yom susecho. The Pasuk says that Paroi tried to ride different colored horses. He figured maybe with this he'll win, maybe with this he'll win. Each item that he tried to ride, Kaviyochel, Hashem revealed himself on the ocean as riding the same color horse that Paroi tried to ride and going against him. This is what the Pasuk says, Dorachto bayam susecho. Kaviyochel, Hashem made his sus ride on the yam. Now how do you dare to apply the word sus to Hashem? What mido was Hashem using against Paroi? Dino de Malchusa Dino, Din. Din, Malchus, is the term sus. We find the Gemara says in Brachos that Dovra Melechoyim is not named Kesus. Would the Gemara dare, Chas V'Shalom, use the word sus about Dovra Melech in Malchus de Kusha? The Sifrei Kabbalah bring the word sus is the Achairayim of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph, Aleph Dalet, Aleph Dalet Nun, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the Gematria sus, showing that this name of Hashem refers to Midas Hadin, Dino de Malchusa Dino. וכל זה הוא בחינס הנעל, כי עיקר המלחמה הוא בבחינס הנעל, מה שהשם יסבורך צורך ללחום עם הסיפר אחרו, שהיא בחינס פארוי ומצרים, שהם ערב הסוארץ, תקף זו המס המדמו, שרואי צמחו פעם להב ברחס ושלום, זו המס המדמו, which is the sus on the seichel. The whole thing of פארוי, of מצרים, was ערבו, זנוס, trying to be גויבר, the סיפר אחרו, over the seichel דקדושו. And because this milchama is so difficult, milchama, therefore kaviyochel Hashem himself has to go into battle against them. Because in this battle that takes place within a person's brain, of the Machshavos Rois versus the Seichel Yekusha, there are infinite levels. This happens on million different levels in million different variations. Sometimes the thoughts come in the form of a red horse. Why does the Medrash say that he tried riding a red horse? What's the significance? There must be some significance to this. The answer is that the Satan attacks a person not in one way. The Satan is very versatile. He deals with all kinds of different ways. Where it says, over there it says that Zechariah Novi saw a Nevuah in which he saw these four different types of horses. And Rashi Kodesh says there it refers to the four goluses. V'zeh yodua she'ikar ha-golus u'golus ha-nefesh. When we talk about golus, the main golus is the golus ha-nefesh. Masha be'golus ha-mar mizgaber mo'id ha-sitrachar al-adusha. V'ikar ha-melchomo hu b'machshovo. The main melchama that a person experiences is the one that takes place within his own head. Mashe hachayos temeyos, shein b'chinas merkavos temeyos, shein b'chinas machshavos rois v'ruhurim, roim v'ruhurim v'ruhurim, mizgabrim ala seichel. If you recall, in that Torah, Rabbi Nezal used the term chayos rois versus the chayos tahayros. The machshavos rois were called chayos rois versus the chayos tahayros. This is the remez, and what it says there, that Paroi tried to come in with different horses. These are different chayos. Shemishom kol ha-kilkulim rachmano l'tzlan. Kasher yedea kol echod b'nafshe. Each and every person knows that that's where the main kilkul that takes place within a person takes place. The main kilkul is in the moyach. The main menias in coming close to the tzaddik emes are menias ha-moyach. The main problem in pigam abris is menias ha-moyach. The fact that a person hasn't locked his mind into knowing that there ain't no way in the world I'm going to submit to this. This is why Yeshaya Hanavi says he saw the Merkavos Temeyos in different colors. Why different colors? In this concept of bad thoughts, there are very, very, very many variations. A person has to scream a lot to Hashem. What did the Yidden do on the Yamsu? Vayitzaku el Hashem batzar lohem. A person has to scream a lot to Hashem. Ad shehashem yizborach yazroi shelo yipel diyodom. Rak shiagbir horoichev al asus. Till Hashem will help the person not to fall into the hands of the Satan, but instead the roichev will be victorious over the sus. Ki be'emes, because the fact of the matter is, ha-machshovo b'yad ho-odom la-hatoiso kiritzoinoi, that a person's machshovo is within his own control. There's no person in the world who can say, I can't control it. Im lefamim ha-machshovo yitzas miderach ha-yosho l'chutz chas v'shon, and if a person's mind at times goes off the path, hu yochoy l'toipso kemoy ha-sus she-toipso noisoy b'mesek v'oresen la-hatoiso l'derach ha-yosho, the person is capable of grabbing it and moving it like you move a horse to direct it on the proper road. Note the whole milchama of Mitzrayim against Mitzrayim was the susim of Kiddusha against the susim of Tumah. The Chayos Tahayros versus the Chayos Rois. Kamo Yishekosav kol zeh ad morzal b'simen memvo b'lkudam antanino. V'chovein heitev, and understand this very, very well. Lo'uvda ula'etza la'hatzel nafshecha l'idei kol anal. To practice this physically and to rescue yourself from this problem. Again, picture the chesed, the spectacular chesed that Rav Moshe Zalatino writing this paragraph. Now you can't say that it came as any shock. He's writing here what's going to happen to each and every one of us sitting here at this table. Not that we don't know. Don't think that tzaddikim don't know what's going to happen. They know exactly what's going to happen because the same things happen to them on a higher level. But they know exactly what's going to happen and they give you advice. They give you eschaskas. They tell you what you are capable of, what you're not capable of. They tell you how to go about becoming more capable. And once a person is given this information, no person can say he had a heter. In other words, he was too weak, he didn't know how to deal with it, or it hit me as surprise. Baloney, it was written the Feirish And this super, super Hasidic Sefer told you that you, Nachum Getzel, are going to have these types of thoughts. And make sure you remember that we told you this and we told you how to deal with it. Don't be surprised. Don't be impressed. Just move into action. Do what you have to do. Period. This is one paragraph where Rabbi Nizal explains this term that Rabbi Nizal used in the Torah, Chayis, Torah's highest royce. He was quoting Tikkuni Zohar. You don't know where is this practically applied. Now again, we shed light on a mystery, on the Yamsuf. Why does it keep saying there, Sus Varechvoy? Because the main thing of Mitzrayim was Pigam Abris, Zimo, the land of Znus, Mitzrayim. That's the Iker Golas, the Golas of the Machshava. And therefore, the battle had to be the battle of Machshava, where the terminology that Rabbi Nizal uses is you have to put reins on it and guide it like a horse in the proper direction. Period.
Using the different powers.
Excuse me? That's Marames. To the singing of the various different kinds of thoughts. That again, a person sometimes gets surprised or impressed. How can I think such a wild kind of thought of Pigam HaBris? Or why is it that till now it was this way? Suddenly it shifts gears into something maniacal or something different. Again, no heterim. We know all about this. We're telling you, be ready for anything. Be ready for a whole display. This Satan has a display. He has magazines to show you anything you would want. We're telling you all about it. Don't get nervous. Don't get upset. Just deal with it. One at a time. Shoot it out. It comes in. Gently shoot it out. You fail once. You fail 50 times. Don't get impressed. You have to be given more tests. It's going to keep coming. And as soon as you start winning, Hashem will start helping you to be zeichet to a complete mitzvah. And any drop, just the fact that you've learned this item, and you're conscious that you're stepping in a ring, that's already a nitzachon. That in itself, the fact that you're willing to see, you're going into this with a willingness, even if you get knocked down 50 times, that's already a nitzachon. That's what we learned last week. Okay, this was one item. But Rav Nosson Zal, in a letter in Alam Letrufa, the letter of Reish Nun Tes, 259, if anybody gets a chance to look it up, it's a letter that he writes to his son. And in the letter, he speaks about different things, and he quotes this topic. So he says the fact that he spoke on Shavuos. He spoke about the fact of looking for Eitzos, to be Mevatel the Medama, about the Roichev being victorious over the Sus, the Roichev being on top of the Sus. And he quotes the fact that Paroi is the symbol of Medama. Paroi is the symbol of the Koyach HaMedama, and the whole battle of the Sus V'Roichvoi, this is what he quotes this item, the variations, the different things, and how they shot arrows and all kinds of different things, which are the terminology, all the terms that are used over there about the arrows that they shot at the Jews. There was a Malach catching the arrows. Those are the same terms that are used in Sipurei Maaseis by the story that's Maramis on Tikkun HaKloli, the story where he shot the 10 arrows into the Bas Malka. Again, that the whole Melchemes Mitzrayim was this Melchama of the Machshoves Kedeshes versus the Machshoves Kedeshes, period. Excuse me? It's branches for a refuah. Alam means alam of a tree, branches of a tree, litrufa for refu. That's what they call these letters, like they're the branches of a tree, which a person uses for refu. It's a pasuk, the olehu litrufa. It's a pasuk in Avi. Rabbi Nizal quotes it in Torah Sanach. Okay, back into the Mishnah. Again, the most important thing with this is that a person should understand that this is Lamaisa, this refers to 1982. The same things that were written in the 1800s refer to today. A person has to be aware of it. This is why a person has to have friends. With your friends, you're not supposed to describe in detail specific Yehurim you have, but a person has to talk. A person has to be openly, because it's brought in Chassidish Islam that if a person talks to his friends, we're not talking about talking to big to tzaddikim. We're talking about talking to regular person's own friend, the regular guy. The talking accomplishes two items. Number one, the fact that a person says it out, that alone is going to give him a personal strength. The fact that he knows that he spoke, it's not hidden anymore, it's not Dovar Baseser anymore. He's going to know that next time he meets this test, it's going to be a little easier to deal with it, because it's not a cloaked item. It's something that he's put out into the open, he's put it on paper, it's more obvious to him himself, it's going to give him a strength to deal with it. And number two, again, if a person has friends and each one is aware that the other one is also going through different difficulties in Tikkun HaBris and everything, we find the Gemara says, Tzoras Rabim Chatzi Nechama, that again, this isn't a rottenness in a person, that if I know that he's suffering, it makes it easier for me. This is human nature. This is the way Hashem created human beings. When a person knows that he is alone in a tzara, alone is murderous. It's very, very difficult to handle. If I'm just conscious of the fact that it's not just me, the whole world has this problem, and we all have to work to deal with it, that alone makes it much, much easier. So if there's this shakla v'taria, people talk. They talk about their menias and learning and bittul Torah and this, that, everything. People talk among each other. A person is going to see that's going to add a tremendous hatzlacha to whatever he's doing, Baruch Nis. Reish Lamed Aleph. This is a very, very special Torah. Why? Because Rav Kochel Leizal, in the Hagdamah to the Teva Yisachroinais, where he writes down, you picture Rav Kochel Leizal, Mekubal, and this and that, such a spectacular, exalted level tzaddik, he actually took the time out to sit down and write over a sefer of stories about the tzaddikim. You know, he writes about a lot of the stories that we mentioned different times, Rav Aaron Zal's life, the Iskarvus of a few of Rav Enzal's Talmidim, a few stories about Rav Nosson Zal that are in there. You picture it, something like this took out such time. The question is, what, you know, this item, Sipuri Maisius of Tzaddikim, how important could it be that they make such a big deal over it? Rav Kochel Leizal, on the Hagdamah to Teves Echronis, this is the Torah that he quotes as support for the significance of reading stories about tzaddikim, what it does to the moyach. In other words, there are other places. Rabbi Nizal once said, the sicha that I have marked down here is the fact that Rabbi Nizal told his talmidim, this is brought in Sicha Saran, Sif Kuf Lamed Ches, Rabbi Nizal told his talmidim that you should know that when I was young. Note, in other words, on one hand, we look at Rabbi Nizal like a malach alekim. He's on a totally different level from us. We're not trying to match wits with him or to equal him. On the other hand, in order to be nichlal in this Rebbe, we have to emulate this Rebbe. And this super, super tzaddik, who had such willpower that he said he can't imagine why the Tanoim said, Gira Beina de Sitna, he said, were it not for the fact that the Gemara says that you're not supposed to say I spit in the Sultan's face, he said, I would certainly say it. There's no fear. I ain't afraid of him one bit, zero. I've smashed him to smithereens so many times. I've gone up against him and won that by me, the truth, I'm actually unafraid. Elamai, the Gemara orders that regardless of anything, don't say it. So I'll be nice. I won't say it. His tzaddik, who was so super, this tzaddik said that his initiation into religion, the thing that pushed him most in getting started in Frankai, was the fact that he was zecher that his parents lived in the city of Medjugorje, and that's where many of the Talmidei Baal Shem used to congregate when they went to visit the tzir of Baal Shem Tov. They used to be in his house, and what they discussed was Sipuri Maisis at Tzadikim. They would talk about the Baal Shem HaKadosh, different stories. They would trade information to discuss the godless of Baal Shem HaKadosh, and Rabbi Nizal said this was what gave him a rocket boost. When he first started coming on strong and coming close to Hashem, this was a very, very major item in his Iskarvus Hashem. And again, this applies to each and every one of us. You have to know to take those Svarim very, very seriously. The Yemei Maranat, the Koich Be'or, the Shvoche Horan. When you read those stories, you got to let that stuff soak into your blood. You're going to see that it's very hard to memorize these Svarim. The only way you memorize it is learning it, and it's after cycling around the whole set 4 or 5 times, which could take 10 years. That's when you're going to first see that you start memorizing a lot of it. So a person says, if I'm not memorizing it, it's not doing anything to my brain, and it's baloney. If at the time that you're reading it, you're concentrating it on it and letting it soak in exactly what kind of sacrifice this person made for religion, reading how Rabbi Nizal dealt with Kavas Achila, what he was willing to do, swallow his food without chewing it, and you picture yourself doing those items. You don't do it because we're not allowed to do it, but you let this stuff sink into your brain, these stories of these tzaddikim, you're going to see that it's going to affect you tremendously. That stuff is going to be lodged in your brain. You might not have instant recall on it to be able to quote it, but that stuff is going to be metahir the brain tremendously, as we're going to see in this Torah. This is the Torah where Rabbi Nizal really goes big on this topic. Torah Reish Lamed Daled. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Da, you should know, shesipurei maisis mitzadikim, telling over stories about tzadikim, hainu mima she'iro lehem, telling about what happened to tzadikim." So it's telling about their lifetime, their biography, as we're doing now in the Shabbos Shirim. Yemei Marnat, we're talking about ma she'iro lehem. Chudavor godol ma'oid. It is a very, very great item. Va'yideze nitar machshavtoi. And this purifies a person's brain, a person's machshava. Note, the Torah before was talking about cleaning out your mayach, cleaning out the mayach from pegama brista. What do I have to do? Do I have to go to Mars to do it? Baloney. I have to read, I have to learn, listen to stories about tzaddikim. This brings taras machshava. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Avol iefsher l'saper sipurei maisis shel tzadikim, ki im mi sheyochai lahad moisai tzai lashem yisporach." It is really impossible to tell over stories of tzadikim unless a person can emulate Hashem. The only one who can tell over stories of tzadikim is one who can compare himself to Hashem, emulate Hashem, meaning, Dahainu sheyochai lahavdil bein oir v'choshech kemoya shemisporach kavyochol. It's only a person who can distinguish between light and darkness like Hashem. That's the only one who's capable of telling over stories about tzaddikim. Why? We're going to explain. Ki keneged kol maiso shel tzaddik yesh kenegdoi ra. You should know that corresponding to every single story about a tzaddik, there is a ra that corresponds to it, meaning dehainu sheyesh kenegdoi maisiyos shel rishoyim. There are stories of rishoyim that equal and are opposite these stories of the tzaddikim. Shegam lohem iro ki etzebo. Because these spectacular things which happened to the tzaddikim, there are rishoyim who had the same things happen to them. For example, lemoshel, kegoin shemotzinu shepinchos oso dovor godoil. Pinchos Hatzadik did a tremendous, tremendous thing. Sheporach ba'avir. The Gemara says Pinchos knew how to fly. Bilam was an achashef, a magician. He saw that his armies were starting to lose the war. He tried to fly away from Pinchos. The Gemara says Pinchos flew into the air. V'chein kiyotze bozeh. Just a second. I'm sorry. Kanishamatzim shepinchas osa dovergodol sheporach ba'avir ukeneged ze yesh maisa shel rosho shegam bilam porach ba'avir. You say that's such a spectacular chiddush, a miracle. He changed teva. Human nature is that a human can't fly. He went above teva. There was a rosho marusho who did an equal type of act. He also flew in the air. V'chein kiyotze bozeh. And Rabbeinu Zal says this is not an isolated case. There exists this concept in the world whereby keneged the maisiyos of tzaddikim, there are corresponding maisiyos of rishoyim. Ki hora l'umas hatoiv. Because Hashem created the world in this way so that there should be bechira. There's ra keneged the toiv. The hahefresh and the distinction. Hu rak mi sheyochai lahavdil ben oir v'choshech ze yoideya goydel hahevdil v'hahefresh shebein maisiyos shel tzaddikim. The only one who can really distinguish between the stories of tzaddikim and the stories of rishoyim is one who knows the difference between light and darkness. What do we mean? The difference between the maisis of tzaddikim and maisis rishoyim? Let's pinpoint any miracle that any tzaddik ever did. How did he do it? Kizeh mi sitra dikdusha. The maisis of tzaddikim come from the side of Kedusha. How? Al yedei tfilosoi. Any miracle, any spectacular story that we hear about tzaddikim, 99.999% of them came through tfila. Kemo shekosov be'elisha, as the Torah says about Elisha, the Pasuk says, Sapru no lies hagedulais she'oso Elisha. Tell me about the great things which Elisha did. And the Gemara says in Brochois, Sapru no li hagedulais. Tell us about the great things which Elisha did, she'oso hanisim al yedei tefila, and we know that all the miracles that he did was through tefila. The Gemara says in Brochois Beferish, this is not a Hasidish sefer. The Gemara says, v'chol David Elisha berachmi hu David. Every single miracle that Elisha Navi did, he did through tefila. So when we talk about distinguishing between the Maisis of Tzadikim versus the Maisis of Rishon, the Maisis of Tzadikim are Misitra Dikdusha, they are Maisim which came through tefila. But the stories of Rishoim, they come via other means. Either magic, or Shemoi Satoma. Note, coincidentally, we were just discussing this morning in Torah Samach Zayin Lekudemaran, that when a tzaddik passes away, who's the b'chin of the Shem Hashem, keneged him, they rise up, kadriim and others, ones who are fakes, who do big things using Shemoi Satoma, as we saw by the story of the Historicus of Rav Levi Yitzchak Bar Dichavzal. This is what Rabbi Nizal is saying here. So you have both of these. Both of them can do Maisiyes Nifloois, Sapranolias Hagdulais, miracles. This one does it via Tefillah, this one does it via Shemoi Satoma. Bilam had a koyach to perform miracles via Shemoi Satoma. Nimsa. So what do we see from here? She'ikar ha'hefresh, that the main power of being able to distinguish between the two, yoideya rak zeh she'yoideya lahavdol bein arvach l'chayshech. The only one who can really distinguish between the two is the one who can distinguish between light and darkness. Hainu bein ra l'toy, between good and bad. Now note, we're going to prove this in a minute, so just put this on hold in your minds for a minute. And also, a person who doesn't have super das in being able to distinguish between light and darkness, between this and this, avol, but yeshloi emuna shlema, he has real emuna. Shema min hahevdol sheyesh beinayim kanal, he has emuna, he has a strong faith in his mind that there is a tremendous, tremendous difference between the two. Such a person is also permitted to tell over stories of tzaddikim. Avol tzorech shetiyeh emuna, emuna shlema brura ma'oid. But the emuna has to be an emuna which is really, really pure and solid. Ad she'al yidei ho'emuna yihye doim aloi kilu roye hadovor shemamin bo'inayim mamish. To the point where his faith is so strong that he believes to the extent that it's as though it's as exactly as though he actually saw. The bechinas sosim vegalia, in the concept of sosim vegalia, which is found in a Torah Lekutimran. Rabbi Nizal quotes the sinyan of sosim vegalia. Rabbi Nizal says that a person has to have that the sosim, the items which he has emuna in, should be as though he actually sees it. Now is where we get with that point about Oyer v'Choshech. Rabbi Nizal is going to base it all on a statement in the Medrash by the creation of the world. This is what's brought in Medrash Rabbah on the Pasuk, Lahavdil bein ha'Oyer v'bein ha'Choshech. The Pasuk says, Hashem put up the sun during the daytime and the moon at night, Lahavdil bein ha'Oyer v'bein ha'Choshech, to show a division, a distinction between light and darkness. The Medrash says, the Medrash says that light refers to the actions of tzaddikim. Ma'aseya means actions, ma'aseya means stories. Choshech elu ma'aseyim shel rishonim. Darkness refers to the actions of rishonim, or the stories of rishonim. Rabbi Nizal says, Hainu shemaisiyos shel tzadikim hein b'chinas oyer. These stories of tzadikim are symbolized by the term oyer. Ulehepech maisiyos shel rishoim hein b'chinas choshech. And these stories of rishoim are symbolized by the term choshech, darkness. Umi sheyochay lahavdil ben oyer lechoshech. A person who knows how to distinguish between light and darkness. Yochay lesaper maisiyos shel tzadikim kanal. That's the person who is capable of telling over stories of tzaddikim. And by telling over stories of tzaddikim, nitar machshavtoi, his brain will become purified. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vaydeze nitar machshavtoi." This causes the machshava to be purified. Gam nitzel mitzorois, and telling over stories about tzaddikim will save a person from tzorois. Anybody remember? I once mentioned it in a shir about a year ago. Anybody remember? I once mentioned a story that when Rabbi Nizal told over this Torah or a different Torah, one of Rabbi Nizal's daughters was once very sick and he wanted to help her, and he had a dream or a vision where the Baal Shem HaKadosh came to him, I think, and told him the Pasuk Magdil Yeshua Ismalkai V'Oise Chesed L'Meshichai. And Rabbi Nizal said that he understood what this Pasuk was Merames to, Malkai Man Malki Rabbonon, who are the kings of the, who are the kings? The tzaddikim. Magdil Yeshua Ismalkai, one who makes great, who enlarges the Yeshuas of the tzaddikim, the miracles of the tzaddikim, one who tells over stories of tzaddikim. Vo'ise chesed l'meshichai l'meisichai. Meshichai is the same word as meisichai. To the one who tells it over, Hashem does chesed for him. So Rabbeinu at that point told his daughter a story of a tzaddik, and with that she had a refuah shleima. Period. That's one story. There was another story that I told, that one of Rabbeinu's talmidim heard this, and that talmid had an incident. He had a whole situation where he got into a rut, some kind of mob that he lent money, he borrowed money or something, and he had to go travel to a city where they were going to go take him. He was going to go through a trial and a whole mess, this, that. It was a whole mess. And on the way, he reminded himself that the Torah that he heard from Rabbeinu Zal, when he was by Rabbeinu Zal, said that by telling all the stories of tzaddikim, it brings about a big Yeshua. So on the whole wagon ride to that city, he was telling the wagon driver and the people in the wagon stories about Rabbeinu Zal. Any story he could remember about Rabbeinu Zal, he told over. When he got there, right, these stories, we had this once like about a half a year ago. When he got there, there was some kind of thing that happened, some kind of miracle happened, some kind of incident happened, whereby he snuck out of the whole thing. He got saved from this whole mishpat. And again, we see the fact that this Sipurim Ma'aseh of Tzaddikim does two things. It's Metaher the Machshava, and it's Mamtik Dinim. It destroys Tzaros, as Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain in a minute. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki bilbul hadas hu bechinas meichin dekatnus. When a person's mind is mevulvul, mixed up, messed up, that's a concept of meichen de katnos. Omizeh bo'in tzorois. That's what causes suffering to a person. When a person has all kinds of tzorois and everything, it comes through a bilbul hadas. Ki meichen de katnos heim bechinas dinin. When the brain is in a state of meichen de katnos, that's a concept of din, tzimtzum. V'sipurei ma'aseh shel tzadikim heim bechinas meichen de gadlus. Telling over stories of tzaddikim is a concept of meichin degadlus. Kamei shekosov, look what the pasuk said. We quoted a pasuk by Elisha. Sapleru no li es hagidulois. Tell over the miracles, the stories of tzaddikim, it calls them their gidulois. So we see that the stories of tzaddikim are bechin of gadlus, meichin degadlus, versus meichin degatnus. Bechinas mo'er hagodol. The tzaddik many times is called mo'er hagodol. Through this, a person is saved from hirhurim, all kinds of bad thoughts and impure thoughts, which come only if the person was in a state of meichin dekatnus, an atzvus. That's the only way that these bad thoughts can come to a person's mind. So the stories of tzaddikim shift the guy's brain from meichin dekatnus into meichin dekatnus, where it's not possible for these hirhurim to set in. And through that, a person sweetens all the tzorois and din. Shekulam hein bechinas meichin dekatnos. All din comes from bina. Bina din in misarim. Din comes from meichin dekatnos. That's where it originates from. Where is hamtokas hadinim? What does the Zohar Kodesh say? Kulhu. The machshava is biru. The whole birur of dinim, the whole hamtokas hadinim, takes place in the brain. If a person climbs up to the sphere of chachma, there he can draw enough light, enough voltage, to be able to be mamtik dinim all the way down the whole list of spheres.
In lining up oyer v'choshech and sefers,
I see some tzaddikim versus one of
the shon. Thinking with more hagodol, but that's the thing of light and oyer was.
There he mentions again the term sapanolis hagadulois. Moir HaGodol, this term Moir HaGodol, the fact that they're using the word Oyer, yes. But really, he's pretty much basing it on that Medrash, where the Medrash says, L'havdol bein Oyer v'Choshech, Oyer elu ma'aseis shel tzaddikim, Choshech is ma'aseis shel rasha'im. There we see super clearly. But Rabbeinu Zal brings another proof, and you remember that Birli Kutin Zal has a whole Hakdama L'Kdaman, where he says that when you see Rabbeinu Zal sometimes brings two proofs for an item, he shows a whole explanation there, how every single time, the two proofs, each one is coming to bring out a different aspect of what he's trying to prove. It's never two simultaneous proofs. Because you see in the Gemara many times, the Gemara says, Vaimer, my Vaimer. The Gemara says, this is a proof, the and this and this. The Gemara says, my Vaimer, what do we need a second proof for? The second proof is always coming to teach something that was not contained within the first. And the Birli Kutumbisar was great enough, he gives a few examples there to show super clearly, whenever you see it in this sefer, know that there's a distinction between the first proof and the second proof. But for us, on our small level that we're learning it now, we're just learning it like this, period. Paragraph 1. Next. Paragraph 2. Rabbi Nizal says, Gam tzorich leida eich lesaper ha-maisa. A person has to know how to tell over a story. Ki b'chol maisa yesh tzimtzunim. In every... B'chol maisa yesh tzimtzun. Within every story, there is a constriction. There is a tzimtzun. V'gam kishereitza l'taher machshavta yadei sipur maisa shel atzadik. And also, when a person wants to purify his brain by telling over a story of a tzaddik, of something that happened to a tzaddik, nimtza shenase etzlei meha maisa v'hasipur shehu dibur nase etzlei machshava. What this person is doing, when a story is being told over, the telling of it over is dibur. The one who's listening to it is taking it into his machshava. So we have an item that's being transferred from dibur to machshava. Rabbi Nizal says, "O bevadai tzorich sheyihye ze hatzadik shemesaper mimenu govoya mimenu." And certainly the tzaddik whom you're telling over stories about must be greater than the one who's telling over the story. Kidei sheyihye maisiyos sheloisei hatzadik bebechinas machshava etzlai. So that the story of the tzaddik that he's telling over should be a bechina of machshava to him. Just a second, we'll see what this means in a second. Alkein tzorich leida mimi lesaper. Therefore, a person has to know about whom to tell over stories. Ve'eich lesaper, and how to tell the story over. Va'azai nitar machshavtoi, and then his brain becomes purified. V'yochoy la'alois el olam hamachshava, and the person can climb up to the madrega called olam hamachshava. Sheze nikra alias ha'olamos. That's called a lifting up of the olamos. Ki hamachshava gavoya ma'oid. Machshava is very, very high. The Arizal says that when the klipos try to attach themselves to a person, where do they try to attach themselves to? The feet, because the tuma is always by nature on bottom of the kedusha. Ragleho yardeis moves. The tuma tries to latch onto the feet, and it climbs up, and it can reach up sometimes as high as the hands. Proof is, we wake up in the morning, we have to wash our hands, showing that even in the hands there is an achiz of the tumah. But the Arizal says that kaviyochel in machshava, generally, the tumah cannot have an achiz. In the spheres of machshava, generally, the tumah cannot have an achiz. Therefore, the Arizal says, if a person wants to know a soid, how do you? What's the word I want to use? When you do something, you make your body immune. How do you immunize your body? How do you transfer your whole body to a state of machshava? Elevate the feet and the hands and the stomach and the intestines to the madrega of machshava? Besimcha. The Arizal says when a person is besimcha and he's mamshich the simcha through every part of his body, even to his feet, a rikid, he dances in simcha. He's elevating. That's called the aliyah soilama, is to the level of machshava. That's meichin de gadlus, which wipes out hirhurim, which come from meichin de katnus, from a tzinsum. Rabbi Nizal says now, ki ha-machshava gavoy moed, umi sheroitza likonis el olam ha-machshava, a person who wants to enter into the olam ha-machshava, tzorich lishtak, has to be quiet. Because note, what did Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Shtoik? What's the next words? Kach olo b'machshava. Shtoik? Kach olo b'machshava. How do you go up into the olam ha-machshava? Through shtoik. Dibor is a lower olam. Dibor is malchus. Machshava is shtika. Keser. Keser is silence. In the olam ha-atzilus, shmein esrei, it's a gemara. It's a gemara. Shtoik kach olo b'machshava tchila. In Atzilus, in Keser, there's quiet. You're not even allowed to hear your own words when you're saying Shema Esrei. The Zohar Kodesh says, Lachash, the word Lachash is Begematria 13 times Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's Machshava. That's Meichen. That's the high. That's Keser. Am Toka Sadina. That's Lachash. Shtoik. Vafilu im yedaber oz dibur hokun hum mafsid ha-machshava. And when a person enters into this Olam ha-machshava, even if he says a good thing, he says a Dvar Torah or something like that, he's still subtracting from Machshava. In other words, Machshava is on a much higher level than any Dibur Torah that you could possibly say. Ki ha-machshava hu dovor govoya ma'oid. Machshava is so, so high an item. She'afilu dibur hogon mafsida. Even a dibur hogon can be mafsid machshava. V'zeh b'chinas shtoik kach ola b'machshava. This is what the Gemara says in Menachos, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, shtoik, be quiet, kach ola b'machshava. This was my original intent about Rabbi Akiva. When he saw Rabbi Akiva being killed, and he said, Zutara Zuschara, kach ola b'machshava. Quiet. This is my original thought when I created the world. Bereshis bora elikim es hashemayim esoretz. That originally the world was created with din. These super, super great tzaddikim like Rabbi Akiva, they want to accept the first thought that Hashem had when he created the world. Midas hadin in its fullest. Rabbeinu also says, shelalei sel hamachshava tzorech lishtoik. In order for a person to climb up to this level of machshava, he has to be quiet. Va'afilu im yishtoik v'lo yedaber klal. And even if he'll be quiet and not say a word, im kol ze, al kol ze yesh bilbulim shemevalvelim hamachshava. There are bilbulim which are mevalvel the machshava, umayinin oisa. And they prevent, they hold back the machshava from achieving what it's supposed to achieve. So to really enter into this Olam HaMachshava, where there's all of this Hamtokas Adinim, and where there's this purification of everything, to really enter into it, that's what's accomplished through Sipurei Maaseiyos. That's where a person enter, a person listening to the story, the one who's listening to the story, taking it into his Machshava, that generates this purity, his silence at the time that he's listening, that elevates him to this level of Olam HaMachshava, which is such a super spectacular level. Kisser, all of these items. Rabbi Nizal says now, okay.
This refers to this quiet that Rabbi Nizal refers to the person listening to the story.
Exactly. That's how he's applying it over here. That the one who's speaking is Dibur, the one who's listening to it is Machshava. Just a minute, let's do the next paragraph and then we'll tie it all together. And the question is, Rabbi Nizal said there's a prerequisite to being able to tell all the stories. The prerequisite is to be able to distinguish between Oyer and Chayshech, etc., etc. That's only through Hashkacha. Hainu sheyetze mitivius. The person has to leave the tivius, the natural. Sheze bechinas klolius hakdusha. That's the bechina of the klolius hakdusha. A person has to go, there's hashkocha and there's teva. There's hashkocha prati. Hashkocha prati means that I accept the fact that nothing happens by nature. Nothing happens by itself. There's direct supervision over Hashem, over every single minute detail within anything that takes place within creation. Teva says that there is a pattern which things fall into, a cycle where they sort of go by themselves, sort of. It doesn't necessarily require chas v'shalom, a direct supervision, a direct command of Hashem. And Rabbi Nizal says, shezeh b'chinas klolius hakdusha. This is the klolius hakdusha. This term hashgacha is a term that's kolel all of kedusha. And this level of hashgacha, to be zeichet, to enter into the level of hashgacha, through which a person is zeichet to distinguish between oyer and chayshech, through which a person is zeichet to tell Sipurei Maaseiyos the right way, that a person is only zeichet to Eretz Yisrael, which is the mokom of hashgacha. Ki Eretz Yisrael hu klolius hakdusha shebechol hakdushos. Eretz Yisrael is the kolel, it is the holiness, it's the kolel of all the holiness that's contained in every single other item in creation. Eretz Yisrael is the kolel of it, the summary of it. Kishom kol ho'eser kedushas. We just quoted this Shabbos, the Mishnah in Kalim, which says that there are 10 kedushas in the world, and not a single one went to Asia, Africa, Yusa, every single garbage can in the world. All 10 are found in Eretz Yisrael. The Alkeinem are Eretz Yisrael. This is why the Pasuk says about Eretz Yisrael, Tomid Einei Hashem Alekecha Bo. The eyes of Hashem are always turned looking at Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Chas v'shem Hashem isn't looking at America? No, but it means there's a distinction, there's a difference. There's a difference between the way Kaviyochel Hashem is looking at Eretz Yisrael versus the way Hashem is looking at Chutz L'Eretz. What does Rabbeinu Zalman say in the Kutimran that tells us the difference, that shows us the difference? That when it comes to Mido Keneged Mido, you see much, much more of it in Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz L'Eretz. That when it comes to the punishment of Mido Keneged Mido, it's much more obvious in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz L'Eretz. And Rabbeinu Zalman says that's why you'll know that a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael suffer a lot and they have Yisurim and they're poor. It's because Hashem is much, much more involved in the accounting and reading the reports, the computerized reports of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael than anywhere else, and therefore he's doling out punishment faster, which isn't a chison, it's a mila. They're getting it all on this world, and over there they're going to come out much, much, much more ahead than those of Chutz L'Eretz. Kishom hu rak hashkocha, because in Eretz Yisrael there's only hashkocha, there's zero teva whatsoever. Dechinas hashkifo mim'oin kotshecho. The Pasuk says, Hashem, please look out from your ma'oin kotshecho, from your holy residence. We see, where is the hashkifo? Mim'oin kotshecho. There is a center of hashkocha. The center of hashkocha is Eretz Yisrael. That's called ma'oin kotshecho, the residence of Hashem. V'zeh shivisi Hashem lenegdi samed. Hainu kishani roitze lahashvois ulahatmois atzmi lashem yisborach. When I want to compare myself, the word shove means comparable to. The word shivisi Hashem lenegdi samed there doesn't, the pshat is, I always picture Hashem, I imagine Hashem before me. Rabbeinu Zal says, if you want to make yourself like Hashem, lahadmais means to imagine, lahadmais means to compare. If you want to become like Hashem, to have this power of distinguishing between Oyer and Choshech, etc., etc., Azai lenegdi samid. The key is that by you, Hashem should always be sitting right opposite you. To have a super, super strong sense of the Hashkocha Prati, of the fact that Hashem is watching you every single second of the day. Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, this concept of Eretz Yisrael, where the wording is used, Tomid Einei Hashem Alekecha Bo. Kemoi Shekosov B'Medrash, as is brought in the Medrash, Ein Tomid Ela Eretz Yisrael. That the word Tomid, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi, where is the place where I get to be like Hashem? Because I always picture Hashem Lenegdi in the place called Tamid. Tamid is a nickname for Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Tamid Einei Hashem Alekecha Bo. Hashem's eyes are constantly looking at Eretz Yisrael. So we see the word Tamid refers to Eretz Yisrael. Tamid is the whole symbol of Tefillah. Korban Tamid. Tefillah is Keneged Tmidin Tiknum. The main center of Tefillah is Eretz Yisrael. The main center of Emuna is Eretz Yisrael, Shchon Eretz Rei Emuna. The main center of Hashkoch is Eretz Yisrael. The Mokor, for the whole concept of being able to tell over Sipurim Isis of Tzadikim, is Eretz Yisrael. That's the Mokor of Tikkun HaBris, Tzadikim Yirshu Eretz. Rabbeinu Zal says, Vida, and you should know, Sheyesh Shem, there is a name of Hashem, Shekisheroitzin Lasis Melech, Mishnamshin Bozeh Hashem. Where in heaven, whenever they want to appoint a person as a king, they use this name of Hashem. This name of Hashem refers to the Bechina of Malchus. V'Hashem hu kuf mem hei. The name of Hashem, I think this is one of the Shemites of the Shemayin Beis, if I'm not mistaken, I think so. It's the name kuf mem hei, Roshei Tevois, which is the Roshei Tevois of the Posuk, Hashkifo mim'ayin kotshecho. Hashem looks out from his holy residence, looks out to appoint leaders. The whole Bechina of Malchus is Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says, V'eretz miskaimama loy. The Eretz Stam is Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz miskaimama gave him his kemima, his stature, his Malchus. Eretz Yisrael is Malchus. Shchon Eretz Rei Emuna, Emuna is Malchus. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zeh Bechinas Mahado Malkin Umahokim Malkin. There's a pasuk in Navi, I believe, in Daniel or something like that, where it says Hashem appoints, selects kings and establishes kings. Note it uses this word Umahokim Malkin. This specific name of Hashem, Kuf Mem Hei, refers to Malchus. וזה שנאמר ביוסף, this is what's written by Yosef HaTzadik, והנה קומו עלו מוסי וגם ניצבו. He said, my bundle rose up and stood up, and you, the other bundles in the dream did not. He used this word komo, that was being marames to the bechina of malchus that he was going to get. There is this shem kodesh that's used in the Supreme Kabbalah Kuf Mem Hei, which is a shem that's used when they want to establish a king.
What Baruch Hashem.
A king. A king. Baruch Hashem. Any questions? He's talking about Hashkifa Memoim Kodshecha, number one, that's the Bechina of Hashkacha, which is Eretz Yisrael, which is the Klolius HaKadusha, through which a person goes out from Tivius, through which a person rises to the level of Olam HaMachshava, he becomes a Moshel, Moshel Baruchai. This whole concept of Memshava is Daika through this Bechina, this Pasuk of Hashkifa Memoim Kodshecha, the power of Eretz Yisrael. All of it comes from Eretz Yisrael, which is the Mokar of Malchus. All of it comes through this meaning of making the Hashgacha rule over the Teva.